Greetings. This is James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're simulcasting on eSETI Stargate on YouTube, I hope. We don't know yet, but last two shows have been, we've had nothing but problems, both downloading the shows, getting the shows up, everything from lightning strikes to censorship to, I can go on and on, but it's amazing. But, we do get the shows up, and they stay up for a while until somebody goes through them and finds out we might have said some kind of a word that they don't like. So anyway, we always ask, well, show us the word and we'll try not to use it, but we don't hear anything back. But anyway, be that as it may. So a lot going on right now. A little housekeeping. We're finishing up the season with the Self-Mastery Ambassador training. Quite a large group here right now. It's closed because we're just full. That's about it for the season, other than some sky watches. And, go to the website and you can check out what else is going on. We may have a couple of little workshops. I'm not sure. We're just considering what we're going to do with October. But I'll be gone for most of October. I'll be going on the UFO cruise, and that's on the website. I'll be going on that the 6th through the 13th of October. So I'll be gone for that. And then I'm going to be doing the 11/11 workshop in Colorado, or the conference in Colorado. I'll be doing that as well. So I'll be there at the Star Knowledge Conference. I think they call it the 11/11 Stargate. I'm not sure what they call it, but we're just finalizing that. So getting the plane tickets and everything else. So that'll be up on the site as well. It's not up yet. And also, I think that's about it. I head out to Australia on I think it's the 8th of January, and there's a big conference there. And so that's on the website as well. So there's a big tour in Australia. I may end up in Japan and a couple other places as well. We'll see how that works out. But anyway, to be announced. And so I'm going to get on with the show right now. And we've got Kate Buckley. And she has the YouTube channel, Kate Awakening. And she's had a very rapid awakening experience after finding QAnon in February of 2018. Since then, she's devoted almost all her time to research and information, not only surrounding Q, but other aspects of the Great Awakening, including spiritual and cosmic elements. She felt activated to help aid others in their own journey, their own research and awakening, and decided she could best do that by encouraging regular dialogues that would hopefully open minds, soften hearts, and get the people used to seeing past official narratives. She started a YouTube channel, Kate Awakening, in March of this year, where she does weekly live chats about current events, Q-drops, and the human experience of waking up to the truth. So I hope we don't get censored already for saying the letter Q, number 17. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, Kate, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is getting beyond crazy. It's like people need to read like Fahrenheit 451 and George Orwell's 1984, I think it is, and read those two books and then compare it to what's going on now. And we're there, and they warned us this was coming. So without a doubt, we are there.
Absolutely. It's completely unhinged right now.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. I go, boy, we're tame. And I'm seeing major news elements are using the same words that we're using. The lamestream media and the there's some good media out there. Mm-hmm. But they're using all the same things that we're using. But I guess YouTube finds them offensive with their little algorithms or whatever. And the Fox News and all the other ones that cover this stuff stay up. I'm kind of curious how that works. That alone seems to be some major discrimination.
It's definitely discrimination, and it's also, I think, pretty telling, just in that it's really shooting themselves in the foot by censoring people for content that people are out there actively searching for, and so they're losing revenue. Cutting off their own nose to spite their face, basically. And so it proves to you that what those topics are powerful. Otherwise, they wouldn't be bothering to do that. So it's unfortunate for those of us who have to kind of tiptoe around certain, you know, buzz phrases and whatever. But at least we can kind of know that what we're talking about is important.
Definitely. I know UFOs is number two on the search engine as far as what people are looking for.
Right.
Unfortunately, number one is porn. But I don't want to put us in that same category. But anyway, it is number two. And so many people are searching for that. And for them to censor these things is definitely shooting themselves in the foot. And and if they keep going that direction, I'm sure alternatives are going to come forward. And I think they're already coming forward. We're searching those out right now to find different formats to put our information on.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things I'm seeing popping up. And I think it's just going to be about finding that sweet spot of where we're all going to decide to convene. But it's going to take a bunch of different types of websites. You know, we're going to need something that is that's a video platform. We're going to need new media. But we're already seeing that popping up here and there. I think even John Solomon, he's the executive vice president of The Hill, and he does great work. In fact, I think we'll probably talk a lot about some of the stuff that he's been doing today. But anyway, he's coming out with a new media soon that's to be announced. So there are people out there that are working to pioneer these new places that we're all going to have to turn to. But unfortunately, as of right now, we have no choice but to use YouTube and Twitter and even Facebook sometimes to gather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be go that direction. I know, you know, the Edge of Wonder Boys over there, Ben and Rob, are setting up a platform, and we're going to talk to them about that as well. But you know, I love being on their show, and they've come on our show, and it's done very well. But obviously, it's going to have to be somehow privatized and get, you know, the big boys out of the picture. As they would say, the Illuminati's out of the picture. You
know, so. Exactly. And unfortunately, you know, what we're dealing with right now is that we are hoping to find a complete revamp of media. I think the guys at Edge of Wonder are one of those out there that really know what they're doing when it comes to that. So they're probably one of the most poised to create a new website, a new platform like that. But sometimes you do have to create a pay site in order to, you know, it's a business. You got to keep it going. And I know a lot of people in the community catch flack for even making a dime ever. But the whole point is that we should be supporting new media. We want to see old media go away. And we want to see true people that are out there telling the truth take over for those businesses. So,
yeah. Well, I think that whole concept of coming down on people for making a dime, I get that all the time. And people don't realize how much money, like my whole life savings, everything has gone into this ranch, and all my book sales and counseling work and everything just goes back into the ranch. And that's been going on for quite a few years. And
right.
I keep getting this nonsense of, you know, you have to do this. And I said, well, I'll do everything for free. You cover my electric bill. You cover my snowplow bill. You cover the gas bill for the propane to keep everything going, you know, and, you know, pay my taxes and everything else, you know, just cover all this stuff for me and, you know, keep my car, you know, pay all my bills for, you know, the car repair and everything's going on and food, you know, set me up an open account at the local store and we're all good. You know, that would work fine. But unfortunately, the world doesn't work that way right now.
Exactly. It's just the way it has to be. And I know that some of this did come, you know, there was some misunderstanding, I think, that came from one of the Q drops that I believe was outing Jerome Corsi and a couple other people for specific things. And Q had mentioned to beware of anybody that was profiteering off of the Q movement. And it's important to point out that profiteering is not the same as profiting. They have completely different definitions. And also Q did come back and say that, no, people misunderstood that. The people that he was talking about had been rooted out. It was already solved. You know, basically they're just saying, be careful who you listen to. That is the entire point of Q in the first place, is that nobody should be following anybody blindly or putting all of their faith into one person. We should be collecting information from all over the place.
Yeah, we should all be doing our own research. We say the same thing about UFOs here. There's, you know, there's so much nonsense on the websites and things like that. And there's people just wanting to make a name for themselves, and they don't care. They're going to put CGI. They're going to put everything up there. And some of it looks really good, you know, but it's, you know, when you really look into it, it's all fake. And other people are in it just for the notoriety and the money and things like that. So you really got to do your own research. And if it doesn't empower you, you know, as an individual, and teach you how to make your own contact and explore, you know, your own personal connection with Source and your multidimensional self, then, you know, I'd walk away from it, because there are a lot of people strutting their stuff up on stage, and they want to control the narrative. And that's why they're there. They're called planned opposition.
Right. Exactly. People are corruptible. And I think even some people that start off well-intentioned in the disclosure community, and they probably have the same interests as the rest of us, and they start their research, and then they start becoming popular, they then become targets for people to start trying to corrupt them. So, you know, it's important for all of us to keep open mind, keep our own research, and, you know, have an understanding that not everything we're seeing out there is real, but also just because that there is stuff that is fabricated that exists doesn't mean the rest of us, that other things are not real. So.
Yeah, I know. The bottom line, if you hear them bragging about their connections with the Illumidonkeys and they're strutting their stuff up there and dancing at Bohemian Grove right alongside these guys, the good chance that these are not the people you want to be following, especially when they brag about it. You know, it's they're probably in the same program as these other guys are, and it's a pretty dark program. You know, unfortunately, but, you know, it's finally coming down. Speaking about that, I'd love to hear your take on the latest whistleblower nonsense that's out there.
Well, there's just so much, but basically it's interesting in the looking at it through the view of somebody that follows Q, and how Q has said that 2019 will be the year of the boomerang. And boy, does this seem like a giant boomerang that is coming back in their direction. So basically, you know, as you guys know, Nancy Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry on Tuesday, whatever that means. Even people are saying those are just words. It doesn't really even mean anything. They're just trying to, you know, sound official. And they're basically accusing Donald Trump of quid pro quo with Ukraine, saying that he's going to withhold funds from them unless they dig up dirt on Joe Biden or whatever. So then they say that he's going to be hiding this phone call that supposedly, you know, was where the smoke was with the president of the Ukraine, the new president of Vladimir Zelensky. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, the White House released the transcript proving that they were trying to hide it or sit on it. So now we all have this transcript. You guys can find there are links to it everywhere. It's only a few pages. It's not a very long phone call. It's interesting. So we've got the transcript for the phone call itself. Now we've got the whistleblower complaint aside from that. And the whistleblower complaint is interesting, because the whistleblower admits they have no firsthand knowledge of the phone call or really anything that's in the whistleblower complaint. It's all secondhand information. And something that I just kind of came across today, which is from the form of the ICWSP, which is the Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection Act. It says, literally, in order to find an urgent concern credible, the ICIG must be in possession of reliable firsthand information. It cannot transmit information on secondhand knowledge. So this whistleblower...
Well, yeah. In his own words, you know, he said, "I did not hear the conversation. I heard it secondhand, and I heard it on the lamestream media." That's where he got his information from.
Yeah, so, in fact, so, one one of the sources that they brought up was something called what was it? I have to find the. Basically, it's an organization called the OCC something, and it's backed by George Soros. The company has, since 2012, George Soros has been the number two donator every year, except for years where he was the number one donator. So,
yeah, to the DNC or
let me find it. I have it written down here.
He's the whole opposition. He's donated just all of them, basically all the other Congress people and Senates and, you know, everybody, basically he's behind, you know, the socialism movement. Anybody, if you say, hey, I'm all for socialism, you're going to get a big fat check from him.
Yeah, exactly. He's the best meme, I think, going around is the one from Scooby-Doo where they're unmasking the villain and it's George Soros because he really is behind everything. So I found it. Yeah. So the whistleblower cites an organization called the OCCRP. It's Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. And that is, so since 2012, that George Soros is listed as the number two donor of the organization on most years, and some years he's listed as the number one donor. So basically, yeah, it's connected to BuzzFeed. I mean, that is, the whistleblower sources were mainstream media. It makes no sense. That's not a whistleblower. That's, you know, if anything, if they had any kind of even secondhand knowledge of this phone call, that's called being a leaker. And it's unfortunate that they had to release this transcript with a leader of another nation, because it's going to make, you know, it's not good, I don't think, for foreign policy to be making the conversations between our president and other foreign leaders public, because it's how is that going to affect future conversations with other foreign leaders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I know they had, you know, after release report, it shows there's a total nothing burger, but they're still trying to make something out of it. And they're just totally twisting the words. And you know, the bottom line is there's three senators called Ukraine and threatening them. There's no inquiry at all. You're not going to hear any of the names of these other senators. And Biden goes public and threatens the Ukrainian government, you know, by withholding $1 billion in aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor that was going after his son.
Right.
You know, was getting $50,000 a month, you know, for sitting on a board in a field he knows nothing about, you know. So anyway, he also got millions of dollars from China. So and the latest, too, is if you notice that Epstein is totally out of the picture in the lamestream news. I mean, where did he go?
Right.
You know, you know, why aren't they covering any of this? They're not covering any of this, you know.
It's very convenient. Yeah. So that's kind of what I meant by the boomerang, is that they're trying to peg this particular kind of corruption on Donald Trump in the Ukraine, when it's actually Joe Biden that did, what is guilty of these things. We've got him on a video from January of 2018 bragging. He's at the Council of Foreign Relations, I think, and he literally is bragging about the fact that he said that he was there to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee that he was going to give them. And he said that unless they took action against the state prosecutor that was looking after the company his son Hunter Biden was sitting on the board for, that they weren't going to get the money. And the guy said, well, you're not the authority. The president at the time, which was Poroshenko, said, well, you're not the president, you don't have the authority to do that. And he said, oh yeah, call him. So now he's implicating that Obama was in on it as well. And he said to the guy, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If that prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. That's a direct quote. And they're trying to make Trump out as looking like a mob boss in this phone call, which is just laughable. That sounds like a mob boss to me. Then we've got Adam Schiff literally reading like fan fiction yesterday. He makes this whole, he's reading it. So he obviously wrote it, or somebody wrote it, but it is literally not a single word of it comes from the transcript. And I guess what he's trying to do there is make it not even make us look, read between the lines, because none of it is real. It's just, he's making up these stories in his head of what we're supposed to see when we read these transcripts for ourselves. They don't trust us because they know that anybody with half a brain who reads the transcript for themselves is not going to see the corruption that they're claiming was there. So they have to, he has to completely make something up, which they know works. I remember when people I knew that were relatively intelligent, these were not dumb people, were very confused and actually believed that Sarah Palin said that she could see Russia from her house because it was on an SNL skit. And I actually had arguments with people and said, she never said that. And they said, yeah, she did. So they know these kinds of tactics work. Him going, saying these things on the record and saying, oh, well, it's parody and people should know that it's parody. He knows darn well that there are people out there that believe that those words that he made up actually transpired in that phone call.
Yeah, I wish somebody would have called him out, when he was doing it, made an objection and, just said, and made it clear, is this a parody? There's nothing you just said in the report, but it doesn't seem anybody did that. But I could see the faces on a lot of the other people there. They were just going, oh my God, this guy is off the deep end.
It's totally irresponsible. Yeah. But it also, it just makes me think that it just really starts to feel like these people are almost paid actors. Like, you almost can't be this stupid. You almost can't be this negligent. You can't be this just brazen and scrupulous. Like, I think that there is this idea, and I know that it sounds far-fetched, but that these people are almost like hostages right now, and they are just playing their role in this movie that is set up to wake people up. And I know that that sounds far-fetched, but the more I pay attention, the more it feels like really the only explanation for what some of these people are doing and how they're behaving.
No, I agree with you, because I was thinking the exact same thing. I said, nobody can be that stupid. And just that, they almost like write evil on their forehead and then go out and start talking to let everybody see who they are. And I said, somebody's got the dirt on these guys, because now they're just acting out, like you're saying, a story, so people can finally see how ridiculous this whole thing is. And, and that's, they probably have so much dirt on. They probably have all their files and things they're involved in, which will probably get censored if I talk about that. But
right.
But I'm sure they have all those files. And basically, yeah, they've got their file and they're saying, look, you're going to play this role, and we're going to re-educate the people through this little docudrama we're doing.
Exactly. Because the hypocrisy, they're not, most people would be embarrassed to show that amount of hypocrisy that they display on a regular basis. Actually, it makes me think of, I came across an article today from the mainstream media that was something to the tune of, it was comparing the Trump administration to the Clinton administration when Bill Clinton was impeached, and saying how they use the term like reserved or something like that, how reserved the Clinton administration was during their impeachment in contrast to Trump. And it's almost like, yeah, of course, because they're falling in line. It's all the same thing. You kind of, you are withholden to the powers that be, I guess. And that means sometimes it works in your benefit and sometimes it works against you. And no matter what, they've got you. So you better play ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. There's no comparison, basically. And the thing about with Trump is that, and I think this is time for a disclaimer and tell people, look, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. As a matter of fact, I'm out of the system completely or in the process of doing that. So I don't vote. And so I'm not taking sides here. I'm just an observer watching what's unfolding and coming at it, without any bias or any social programming that most people are, if you've been watching CNN or the lamestream news, you've been socially programmed. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have that. And you probably don't either. You broke it, took the red pill and broke out of there. But when I look at this stuff and I look at the energy around these people, you know, the Pelosi's and the Schiff's and the, and you can see the connections that they have and where their money is coming from and what that's connected to. And then you know exactly why they want open borders, exactly why they're doing what they're doing and who's behind. They're just puppets and who's behind them and what the real agenda is. And they want, you know, they want socialism. They want open borders because they want to keep the drug and child trafficking going. And they want a socialist program because they know that's going to totally take down America. And, mm-hmm. and you really look at the ultimate goal is to take down America. And, you know, when you know who really wants America to go down, you know, it's the Illuminati's, you know, the Soros right. and all those other guys that are pushing this agenda.
Exactly. And with that in mind, to go back and to read the transcript again of Trump and Zelensky speaking, there were a couple interesting pieces in there that I found. One was that Zelensky mentions himself that they are, in his words, trying to drain their swamp over there and that they look to Trump as a teacher. Now, if we look at the idea of this kind of global power structure, we'll say, of powerful people that truly want to rule the world. It doesn't, it's not just the United States. This is a mm-hmm. worldwide thing that we're talking about. And I believe that we've seen a massive switch in not just the United States, but in many countries all over the world in the last couple of years that are switching their kind of old leaders out for, you know, patriots, people that it's like every single country is one by one getting their sovereignty back from these, from like a global power structure, from these people that mm-hmm. want to kind of literally rule the world. And so it was exciting for me to read that and see that, you know, in some ways, I guess Trump would be the face of the movement just because Q doesn't have a face, is faceless. This kind of operation mm-hmm. is faceless. Whatever is happening, which I believe is a worldwide military operation that is freeing these countries kind of one by one. But, you know, Trump is out there. Obviously, his name and face are out there. What he's done with our country, whether same thing, you know, it's really not about Democrat, Republican at this point. It is really just about good versus evil. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of evil that's going on. And once you wake up, I mean, waking up, I think when you talk to some people about it, at first it sounds condescending. Well, I'm awake and you're asleep, even though at one time I was asleep. Being awake doesn't mean like, oh, I have all the answers now. It just means I'm up now and I'm searching for it. And, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, yeah, also too, it's, I think, there's a thing called when you reach a certain level of consciousness, you go into a kind of a mindset called direct knowing, and your inner sensitivity is turned on, and your BS meter is what I call it, is really kicked on, and you can't really be lied to, and mm-hmm. you feel the energy around these people that are talking. You get to sense their frequency, their vibration, and you go, wow, I can't watch this person. I had to turn away and do clearings after
yeah.
clear the energy after, and that stuff is just being pumped over the airwaves constantly. This yeah. narrative, you know, this controlled narrative, and it's really sad because we're one of the most censored guys on the planet right now as far as UFOs, because the problem with us is we know who's on the ship, we know why they're here, we know the big picture and how they fit into it, and it totally ties in to the white hats and Q and everything else. It's all connected. And we know the big picture, but nobody wants to cover that or talk about it. They want to keep it nuts and bolts and far off in the distance and in the past. Mm-hmm. And we noticed that Ancient Aliens came out here and totally censored and cut me out of the whole episode and filmed it here on my ranch, which totally proved my point, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is a controlled narrative and they are totally keeping people in the dark, and they keep asking questions that we've had the answers to for years, but they don't want the answers. They want to keep everybody questioning.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know. I mean, that's why they ask, they don't want the answers to the questions. And it's part of the reason why nobody's even asked the president if Q exists. Nobody in the mainstream media. It would be very easy for them to do.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do it.
Well, what I'm seeing now from a bigger perspective, basically, and you know, people get upset when I talk about politics, but it's all connected. But what I see is that basically what's happening is the veils between worlds are getting very thin. The masks are all coming down. We're seeing people for who they truly are and what their true goals and agendas are, which are not what they profess, you know, while they're on TV or on the pulpit. And all that's being exposed now. And it doesn't matter, you know, where you are. It's happening with friends and family. It's happening in the business world. It's happening in politics, the movie industry, everything. It's all coming out now. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you're hanging out or whatever. You know, it's everybody's stuff is coming up and their, you know, their masks are coming down and their past is coming back to haunt them, you know, and it's karma mm-hmm. exists, you know, it karma works, you know, and it's working right now. So, you know, the big boomerang, basically that's karma, you know, mm-hmm. that they're talking about. And I think it's coming back full force and it probably got tossed out as a small boomerang, but it's coming back like a boomer truck, you know, instead of karma, it's karma.
Exactly. And it does just kind of feel like this is all, not that it's controlled necessarily, but it's being handled, you know, that I really don't have any fear. I know a lot of people have a lot of fear when they look to politics and what's going on in the world. And there's so much agitation surrounding mm-hmm. this president, you know, people that feel both ways and everything. But I really do just feel this sense of calmness. I think it's like you said, this veil is kind of becoming thinner and thinner. And I've been paying attention. And the harder I pay attention, the more I relax. And that sounds mm-hmm. weird because it seems like when you would be, you know, kind of immersing yourself in all of this craziness and paying attention every day to all of these people screaming at each other and saying vile things about each other and operating with zero honor, you think it would, I mean, it does affect me from time to time, but overall, I am feeling like I'm getting it a little bit more. I am starting to see the big picture and I'm starting to relax a little knowing that most of this stuff doesn't really matter. A lot of the stuff that's mm-hmm. being argued over is so minuscule in the grand scheme of things, which is where we're headed as humanity. That the minutia of all the little, you know, stuff in politics really doesn't matter. But it isn't, but those things do. Politics right now, whether we like it or not, is playing an important role because this is the avenue in which we are getting our freedom back. And our freedom involves having the freedom to gain the knowledge of what's going on in the universe, what's going on in humanity, what's going on with ourselves spiritually, all that stuff that's been kept from us also is linked to the people that have been in power that have kept it from us. So we should all be kind of paying attention and hoping, you know, for leaders exactly. that are going to pave the way for that stuff to become available to us.
Yeah, I tell people I've already seen the movie. I know how it ends. this other stuff doesn't really bother me. You know, it's just a process. And so I just let them run their thing, you know, run their program.
Right.
And I watch, you know, I watch the attempts of the Dark Hearts to do their thing. And then they totally fall on their own sword and get exposed. And then, you know, you see them do it again. And it's just like they never learn.
Exactly.
And it's unbelievable. And I go, oh God, when they say something, I go, oh my God, I don't get upset for them saying it. I go, they just screwed themselves. They set themselves up. And I know they were set up in the first place too. They fall for it every time, but it's exactly. when you know the big picture, you can practice loving detachment around all this stuff. And
exactly.
my thing is don't get caught up. Don't get emotionally caught up in this.
Right.
That's exactly what they want.
Exactly.
They want you to go there. Just observe it. Know the outcome is going to be fine. And these guys are going to take themselves out and karma does work.
Yep, they are banking on the fact that they are, you know, that they're going to control us with our emotions and get us to fear and get us to fight with our between ourselves. If the more that they get us fighting with our fellow man, the more they win. So it is important to just not let ourselves get emotionally caught up in whatever. It's better just to laugh at these people. I mean, really, it is funny. It really is funny to see some of these things that are happening. Now we've got something else funny that I saw. The Democratic donors on Wall Street are now warning that if Warren is the candidate, that they're going to vote Trump or sit out. It's just like another. I mean, these people are just losing on every level, but you know, it's something that we should just find humor in rather than going out there and fighting with people about. You know, people are going to see it in their own time. I like the term ripening, that it's like we're all on a tree and everybody's going to ripen at their own time, and you can't scream at a fruit to ripen earlier. You can't, you know, sometimes you can kind of get through to people, but that's very rare. It's going to come through everybody and at their own time, and just have patience with yourself, have patience with the people around you who don't get it yet. Cause we're all getting there, I think.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great one. The good way to look at it. But you know, I love what Buddha says. You know, he said a fool and his mischief is like fresh milk. You know, it takes a little while to spoil. I think the rest of it goes as sure as the cart follows the horse, it'll catch up. But basically what he's saying is, you know, it's like that it may take some time, you know, but it's going to come back around and bite them in the butt, you know, if they're acting outside of universal law or being harmful to each other and the planet.
Right. And we're all at our own levels. And I do think that some of this stuff is kabuki theater for some of those people that are further behind. They are the ones that are being emotionally affected by all of the things that they're seeing and hearing in the media and all the things that they're seeing and hearing in politics. This theater is for them. It's not really for those of us that are already kind of getting it. So we don't really even need to pay attention, other than it is kind of important, I think, to help spread the word, whatever, do what you can. But, you know, these people that are listening to all of this and that are being controlled by their emotions, it is kind of because of them that I think that huge arrests haven't been made. Because if you think about it, if Trump would have gotten into office and all of these corrupt people would have been rounded up in one fell swoop and arrested, people would have lost their minds. People that are so far away from getting it they never would have understood. They would have lost their minds. They would have been rioting. They would have been, you know, taking things into their own hands, matters into their own hands. It would have been dangerous. Mm-hmm. So they kind of need this. What did you say?
Go ahead. Oh, no, I've come up against that, you know, that element, and they're so vicious, and they don't realize that Trump's just one process-oriented therapy session, and whatever is affecting them, they need to go within and look at and see where that's happened in the past, you know, and really, you know, he's a very powerful, rich white guy, you know, that's going to trigger a lot of stuff in itself, but anyway, I mean, I'm not saying he's perfect. There's not some things that can change. I really do we need to take care of the homeless and those in poverty and those less fortunate. I mean, that can be done by kind of rearranging some funds here and there, and the environment, you know, needs to be cleaned up. And we need to get away from all the fossil fuels because we have the other technology here as well. So there's some things, but this is a step, you know, but from my understanding, as soon as that's already been signed into law, basically, as soon as this swamp gets drained, that all of these things are going to be made available. And I know the people that have these technologies and they're ready to go with them. They're just waiting for the go ahead.
Yeah. See, that makes me very hopeful. And I mean, excited for what the future is going to look like once these major changes. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Things are shifting very rapidly, not as rapidly as some of us would hope, but I think we're going to get there for sure in our lifetime, and probably even a lot sooner than we think. I mean, there are going to be some huge changes, but it feels good. It feels good to think about how we are moving into a positive area, even though it's chaos right now.
Yeah, if you talk about most of the military, there's two things there. One, I know they have these 24-hour soldier programs, and they can actually grow new limbs and take care of these guys, you know, that fell in battle or whatever. And they also have, and all these guys would much rather be working with, you know, restoration projects after hurricanes and natural disasters and things like that. Taking care of our country first and then going out and helping other countries when necessary. They'd much rather be doing that versus, you know, all the false flags and wars and all the other stuff, nonsense going on.
Right.
But they're realizing that that's available now. They're saying, hey, mm-hmm. I don't want to be used as, you know, the corporate brute squad anymore. I want to do something else. You know, I want to be a benefit to people, you know, right. and help people out, you know, that are in need. So I know most of them, if they really think about that alternative, they'd much rather go in that direction. And we need to take care of them, you know, the people that have served in the past that are, you know, they, you know, their health care and everything else, that all needs to be taken care of and kind of redirect these energies into a different path.
Right, 100%. I think that's, for me at least, the only time I ever really get antsy and impatient is when I think about people and like the things that we could be doing right now, and that the people that might be suffering or having a really hard time in life and who could be helped greatly by technologies that are being kept, by medicines that are being kept, by all of these different things. That's really hard for me. That is the only thing that starts to get me looking at my fellow man that is not caught up yet and starts to make me agitated with them. But I just have mm-hmm. to like, ooh, rein that in. Also, I don't know the whole picture. I know bits and pieces. I don't know why, you know, it's happening on the timeline that it is. You know, I don't know why it's not out right now. But all I do know is that I do trust, I trust the good people in the military. I trust military, you know, that people that put their life on the line to accomplish these kinds of things. And I think that this operation, which is essentially what it is, I mean, these things have been held by, you know, whoever they've been held by, and now they're being released by, you know, this military operation. I think that I've got, you know, I know I've got faith in them. It just makes it hard when mm-hmm. you realize what it exactly is at stake.
Yeah. Have you ever watched that? I think it's In Pursuit of Truth. There's a little montage he does where these two babies are talking. Oh, God. it is so hilarious. I'll have to send that to you. I'll put it up on the site. But you haven't seen it? Go.
No.
There's a montage on there. It's recent. And oh, God, it is so hilarious. And these
what
two
is
babies
it?
These two babies are arguing, you know, one baby's flailing and go, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this. And he goes, when? The other baby's going, when? When did this happen? Name one occurrence. Give me one fact. You know, the baby's going, ah. The other one's like ranting and screaming all this stuff. And the other one's just calling him out on it. it's just hilarious. And finally he can't name anything, and he's stuck, and he realizes that he doesn't have anything. You know, the one baby, and the other baby looks at him, and he goes, okay, just poop it out. You know, it is so hilarious. I just laughed so hard when I saw that, you know. And, you know, the thing is that I'm sure Trump's no angel. You know, none of us have been angels. We've done all kinds of things in the past, but mm-hmm. I think his heart and his goals are on the right track. I think they can mm-hmm. be adjusted a little bit here and there.
Yep.
But overall, you know, it's like I would never want to be in the position he's in. I mean, he's, you know, some things you have to kind of bite the bullet. You can't go all the way with certain things. You have to wait for the right timing, and I think that's what he's doing. But ultimately, I think everything's going to get turned around.
Yeah. And ultimately it really isn't about him. He's an important player in this, but he really, that's all he is. He's a player in it. And
yeah, he's the front man.
Exactly. And another meme that I love is the one, it's a picture of him and it says, in reality, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. And I think, it really does kind of paint it perfectly. All this hatred, all this vitriol, all of the things that they've thrown at him and his family, it's not because of him. It's because of what he's standing up to. and he's standing up to those things for us. And so, yeah, he's not perfect, but I feel really grateful that we have somebody there doing that for us, because if it wasn't him, you know, the alternative is we have somebody that's not standing up to it. And it's the same thing that we've seen for years and years and years with basically every single president that we've had since, I don't know, Eisenhower. Maybe not Reagan, I don't think, but
nobody asked a question. I mean, I get these people just attacking me, and they say, he's this, and I said, you know, I told him, I said, you know what, just think of it as a process-oriented therapy session, and whatever he's triggering in you is something you need to look at and heal, and when you can totally detach from this is when you're done, you know. But at the same time, you know, in a way, by playing this role, he's just bringing everything up for everybody to look at and see it. And, you know, and two, you know, it's like UFOs are following Air Force One wherever it goes, and they're not allowing Air Force One to be shot down. And there's been quite a few attempts on that one and other things. So he's got a lot of protection around him, and it's multidimensional. So, you know, he's part of the big picture, and that's going to really upset a lot of people because they are so socially programmed to, you know, he is evil and he's the epitome of every bad man that ever existed. You know, they're running these programs that they've been given. But these two babies, this little montage with these two babies, it's on In Pursuit of Truth. And it says montage on it. You got to watch it. But I never laughed so hard because it was so accurate. It was like dealing with a baby that's just ranting and screaming all this stuff. And you go, well, give me a fact. Give me some firsthand knowledge. Give me firsthand witness that these things happen. You know,
right?
Like Kavanaugh hearings and everything else. Okay, give me one person firsthand knowledge. And give me some facts to back up their statement, and, you know, I'm all for it. But they just can't do that.
Yeah, they don't realize how much their emotions are, they're being played by their emotions. It's why we stick teenagers up in front at the UN to speak about things that they don't know anything about, because it pulls at people's heartstrings. And that's the best way to control people. They don't have the facts. Hey, did you see the other day the White House posted, It's a split screen, and it's a picture looking up to the ceiling. It looks exactly like a UFO with like a beam coming down and all the lights. And it says, quote, America is ready to embrace friendship with all who genuinely seek peace and respect. And it says that it's a quote from President Donald J. Trump. Did you see that? I'll send that to you.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that. That would be a good one to put out. But
it's
there's
a
so
White
much
House.
More going on. Yeah, that people are unaware of, and I know they use these programs to trap people in their emotions. They, you know, they create the race card, the gender card, and, you know, the Democrats are mainly the ones doing that, you know, the left, and people say, why are you bashing the left? Because they're the ones most responsible for this, and you watch it, and now I love Candace Owens. I mean, she is just slamming it, you know, with truth, and saying, you know, walk away, you know, get off the plantation.
Yeah.
And you know, bringing out the real history of the Democratic Party. And, you know, they vote against equal rights. They voted against women's rights. They voted, you know, everything in the past. They were the party of the KKK.
Yep.
And, you know, Hillary said one of her, you know, closest, I guess, idols or whatever was a guy that was a KKK member.
Yeah, Bird. His name was, but... Yeah, something. I almost said Larry Bird.
Bird, yeah.
Something Bird, B-Y-R-D-E.
Bird, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, you look at this and you go, you guys are being played. You know, you're totally being played. And trying to get on your street smarts, you know. And take a look.
Nobody wants to hear that, but some people need to be jolted awake in that way, I guess.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, great. You know, Obama gave out free phones, you know, you know, to all the people living in slums, you know, and you're going, I got a free phone. Yeah, but you're still living in the slums. So,
right.
You know, now you can call and talk to people about how your quality of your life is
And that's nothing. Obama doing that, I think, was shocking at the time to the people that were looking around. Now you see what they're trying to do. It is like, that's nothing in comparison to what they're trying to do now. And yeah. How blatant they're, you know, they're putting illegal immigrants before, you know, Americans that are sleeping and dying on the streets and veterans and, you know, the children that we have here that we need to take care of, et cetera, et cetera. I think we've got a million different examples of things like that. That's why I'm saying they're completely unhinged. They're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Yeah, open borders means basically more votes. And mm-hmm. It means keep the drug and the child trafficking going and all the other things going on. So, I mean, when you really look at it, that's basically what they're standing for. And people aren't seeing that. They aren't looking behind the curtain and going, wait a second, why would you want open borders? Why would you want to let gang members in? You know, look at the rapes and the child trafficking and everything else going on. It's rampant. Right. Why would you want to just let these guys in?
Right.
You know, the drug trade and everything. Why would you say, yeah, come on in. You know, we'll set you up. You know, we'll give you a front street space, you know, to sell your drugs and,
exactly.
and your women. You know,
that's why it's not about Democrat versus Republican anymore. Those people have moved so far left, they've literally fallen off the cliff, and the rest of us are just sitting here looking at each other, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, they don't teach socialism in college, which is really sad. But, you know, all the major dictators, Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin, all those guys, they're all socialists, every single one of them. And the game is to take the power and the wealth and centralize it into the hands of a few. And that creates tyranny. That creates a tyrant. And that's right. What happened in every case. And every case, they came out, they made all these promises. They used the children. We're going to take care of the children. We're going to take care of the environment. We're going to do all these things. Just give us all your power and all your money. Oh, and by the way, you won't need your guns anymore, so give us all your guns. And then the next thing, mass genocide. You know,
yep.
And total tyranny. And people had to fight their way out with sticks and stones, basically. You know?
Right. Yep.
So it's, you know, do the history. Look at the history of each one of these dictators. Look at how it came out. And it's all a whole bunch of false promises and a whole bunch of freebies and using the children.
Yeah.
And then take away the power and the wealth and centralize it. And then, bam, you know, they've got total control of your life.
Exactly. Exactly. They promise to be our mommies and our daddies to protect us. But it's always, it always just puts too much power in the hands of too few. And then it always leads to bad things time after time.
I mean, wasn't that kind of like the slave industry? pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they controlled everything. You know, they controlled everything. It didn't work out too good back then.
No.
You know, why would we think it's going to work well again? But
exactly.
But anyway, I'm sure I'm going to get some hate mail on this one. And how could you? And how dare you? And feminists are going to be screaming at me and everything else. But
they'll get
it's
there.
Amazing what. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing what a little bit of truth does.
It's true.
Know, to people. But, you know, to me, people go, why are you talking about this stuff? And I said, because I want people to wake up. I want them to stop listening to the liars and the deceivers. I really have a hard time with people that will lie and deceive and know they're lying and deceiving and continue with these charades, you know. It's and I want to see the awakening and healing of man and the earth, where we live, you know, according to universal law, which is basically universal peace and brother, sister, love, and, you know, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, the basics, you know, get back to basics.
Right.
But we're not going to be able to do that unless we take a look at what took us away from that.
Exactly. Exactly. It is all connected. You can't fix just one aspect of it. You can't make any headway just focusing on one thing and wanting the truth to come out in one area. It needs to be completely holistic.
Yeah. And I think, you know, sitting on a cliff, you know, eating goji berries and turning yourself into pretzels is great for some people. And focusing on love and joy and bliss, you know, that's great. But once you reach enlightenment, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of everything and the whole interlard, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. But, and you know how to deal with it, and you're going to help those less fortunate or those who are confused or in darkness. You're going to come off the hill and you're going to start helping people wake up, you know, and realize right. what's really going on.
Right.
And so, you know, I get that from the, I get that from the people that believe they're already in the fifth dimension and they're so holy, none of this matters.
Right, so, right.
I get a lot of that conversation, like, well, you're bringing me down, man. You're killing my buzz.
Well, I mean, karma is not just about doing good or bad deeds. It's also about ignorance. And ignorance yeah. is also something that karma will get you in the butt for. So exactly. as much as you might not want to look at these things, your ignorance to it is your karma. So it's something yeah. you've got to deal with no matter what.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, if you followed one of these tyrants in the past, or you allowed them to get, you know, in control of your power and your wealth and use it against you or whatever, you know, that you're tied to their wagon. And, you know, if everything just goes to hell on, you know, in America and goes down that path, then you help contribute to that. And so that's karma right there, you know.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Exactly.
But that's, I think so it's just true. Getting back to basics, like don't participate in, you know, if it doesn't align with universal law, you know, the Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good.
Right. Know? Right.
And, you know, go by that principle. It's real simple. Don't participate in things that are harmful to humanity, earth, or things that go against universal law. It's not that complicated.
Right. Well, it's not a complicated principle, but it is, you know, some of these things are, you know, we're not used to living like that. We've got to get out of a lot of the bad habits that we've all collectively gotten ourselves into. And we're all kind of relearning. Yeah. We're going to all have to learn how to live again, I guess, learn how to live better and do better. And because now that we're awake, no excuses, you know, we got to not just talk about it. We got to, you know, show some action and change the way we, you know, live, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to look at our lives with brutal honesty and ask ourselves, you know, how much do we know of what we're experiencing is true?
Mm-hmm.
How much is social programming, you know,
yep.
how much firsthand knowledge do we have of what's really going on?
Yeah.
And things like that, and really start asking ourselves, because most people don't even know where their beliefs came from.
Right.
And, you know, in the word believe, there's a lie in the middle. So I always feel that whenever you have a belief, there's a lie in there somewhere, you know, so
right.
don't be attached to your belief.
I think from my experience, what I've seen so far is that really kind of the first step is dropping the attitude. So many people have an attitude of, well, you know, this can't be, or, you know, I would know, really just dropping the attitude and understanding that you might not know what you think you know. And that's a hard pill to swallow in itself. But, you know, mm-hmm. once you do that and you kind of, it is freeing. It's kind of scary at first because you feel like you're floating out in space, not, you know, clutching to these things that you thought you knew.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually it does feel very freeing, and you can have an open mind to really start learning, for the first time.
Yeah. We have to suspend judgment and learn to listen and wait and keep an open mind, you know, a loving heart, and keep our intentions pure, and that's all we need to do. We hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. It's been a great show, as usual. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you?
My Twitter is @Kate_Awakening, and then my YouTube channel is The Kate Awakening.
Awesome. Well, let's hope this one gets out and doesn't get taken off the site.
Right.
And keep up the great work, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
All right, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio at BBS and Radio, and also East City Stargate. Stay tuned. Good night.